Welcome to Boundless Love Podcast. Here it's all about next level approach to love, leadership, and intimacy. I am your host, Sophia Sundari. Welcome, beautiful listeners, to Boundless Love Podcast. And in this episode, I'm joined by my beautiful student, Rachel, who has a very, very special story to share with us about how she has entered into a really profound relationship that actually ended up in a marriage. So I was so, so inspired when she told me about that I really felt like I want to share this with the world, because for so many women, there is this sense like, will I ever find the one? Am I made for relationships? Can it actually happen to me? It feels like magic. Can this work really create such results for me? And I've been in that place. And I know many women who've been in that place. And also, yes, it gets to change. Yes, we are the creators of our reality. Yes, we get to have the most exquisite love in our lives. Yes, we are made for it. So, welcoming Rachel, I'm so happy to have you here.
Hi, Sophia. Thank you for having me.
Such a pleasure. So could you share a little bit about your journey? Where were you at? So you came across Come My Love. Where were you at? What were your thoughts at that time?
Well, at that time, I was in a relationship, but it was quite new. Like, we were just a few months in, but it was revealing a pattern that had showed up a lot in my life already, where I would get with guys that, you know, I was really attracted to, I really liked, and, you know, it would go really well at the start. We would have great first dates and all of that. But at some point, you know, just a few months in or even less, it would just change. And I always felt that they were losing interest and it would end. They would finish it. That was sort of a pattern that showed up in my life quite frequently. And I would be devastated, really, really devastated. And, you know, that created a lot of pain for me. And it made me feel really not very good about myself. You know, I would question so many things about myself and, you know, whether I was attractive enough or smart enough or just whether I was good enough for this certain caliber of men, because the men, you know, I would in a way sort of see them as out of my league. I would kind of have them on this pedestal. So I think in a way I felt I wasn't good enough for them and I probably wouldn't at some point. But when I came across you and your work, I found myself in this situation again, but we were still together. But I felt, you know, he was pulling away and I was just experiencing a lot of pain as a result of that. Yeah, and I came across your course. I remember a friend of mine had shared a story of yours and I looked at your page and you were actually doing a live and I watched the live and I just felt so connected to you. And then I did the masterclass and then I joined Come My Love and it was very profound for me, very, very profound. So that's where I was kind of at when I joined Come My Love.
So what did you want? What were your hopes when you joined the program?
Well, my hope was that my dream of the relationship that I wanted could actually be possible. I mean, I really related to everything you said when you introduced me. You know, you start to feel that maybe it's just not possible. And I should just forget it and probably, you know, just settle for less or just stay single, you know, that's okay too. But at the same time, I think my heart really yearned for that relationship and like a really committed, loving relationship. And at that time, I was about to turn 38 and I felt, okay, you know, if I'm going to hold on to this vision, which my heart really wanted, I'm going to look into this, you know, look into what might be going on from me is what, you know, what's happening with me that's attracting these men. And that's what drew me to the program, because when I went on the masterclass that you did before the program, I mean, my jaw was hitting the floor with some of the things you were sharing. And in a way I felt seen, as in I felt, oh my God, it's not just me. And it's also not just me that has this vision, you know, and that is holding on to this vision, and it doesn't mean I'm, you know, weak or that I'm not strong enough that I want this. It just means that this is something I really desire, and that's a beautiful thing. And I felt when I, you know, came in contact with you that that was also seen as a beautiful thing. So I kind of felt like in a safe place, and that's sort of what drew me to the program.
So beautiful. I really want to acknowledge the swing, and I think it's so relatable. I love that you're noticing that and acknowledging that, that we come from a place of like, yes, I want to love, yes, I want to have a relationship. Then there comes this moment of, oh, am I able to? But like, okay, yes, I want it. But then isn't it making me weak? Am I becoming less empowered because I want it? Maybe I should just, you know, woman up and like, you know, walk through life by myself. I don't need to be saved. I don't need to be supported. I don't need to be held. I don't need any of that. Maybe it's just a weakness, all of this.
Yeah, which is exactly what I felt at the time, that maybe, yeah, I mean, I saw it as a weakness that this was what I really desired. And, you know, I almost didn't share that with a lot of people because I didn't want to be seen as weak. And I certainly didn't want to share it with a man.
And also there is this thing of disappointment, because sometimes we are so scared to even desire that, because we are immediately think that, well, if I don't get it, I will feel so disappointed. And maybe others will also say, ah, I see, like you wanted that, but you cannot have it. And like maybe we're going to feel shamed or something like that. And that's why we don't even allow ourselves to listen to those really true, deep desires in the heart. And it's so important for every single woman to be fulfilled in love. I keep saying this, that we can have as much success, as much wealth, as much joy, and as much friendship, as much great life as we want to have. But if we are not fulfilled in love, and we are not thriving in love, we're not just not going to be complete. We're not going to be really experience this deep, deep fulfillment at the level of the heart. So this is such an important step to just want it, to want what you want. And I'm seen and invited into that. So good.
Yes, yes. And like I said, come my love, it felt like that was, if I was going to, you know, look into this or go for this desire, this felt like a natural next step for me. I felt at the time as well, I think we did it in May, June, and that July I was turning 38, and I was thinking, okay, this is the gift to myself moving forward. I'm going to gift this course to myself. And, you know, I was so committed. I think financially it was quite a leap for me, and I was like all in. I, you know, turned up to every session, did all my homework, everything. I was just so in it. And I think I felt so alive because my desire was so seen. And as a result of that, I remember the course so well. You know, a lot of the time you do courses and you sort of forget about them. But this one, I feel like I remember everything. And it was just such an important piece of information for me. And I'm really, really, really grateful for it.
I'm so happy. Yes, and this attitude is, I celebrate it. I remember you showing up for every session and really this eagerness and this like, yes, 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 claiming that and seeing that it's possible and that it's real and it becomes real, more and more real. And with this attitude, I'm seeing incredible results in so, so many women. So currently more than 250 women went through this program, and just the amount of incredible results, happy relationships, marriages, engagements, like all of this came through, and also up-level in the current relationships that people have had in long-term relationships of 17 years, of 28 years, of 30 years, of 35 years. So, but this is the attitude. This is exactly it. I'm really celebrating you and so proud of you. And so tell us what changed then as a result of all of that?
Well, yeah, because as I said, I was in this relationship and kind of feeling, oh, it's going to go the way the others have gone. But I was just learning so much, and I had done a lot of work, you know, a lot of spiritual self-development work. It's a huge part of my life and has been for a long time. But everything I was learning in this course was like so new to me. I just was like, really? Like, is this like, but yet it was like a remembrance as well. It was, it was like I remembered I can be like this. And that it just made me feel so much more like just worthy. And I guess I was showing up embodying more of a self-worth. And one thing that changed enormously for me was how I communicated. Because before I was almost afraid to share how I really felt, or even I think at the time as well, you know, I knew I would never mention, because I always loved the idea. I was always thinking I would love to be a mother. And because I was 38, I thought, okay, maybe it's not going to happen. And, you know, but I would never share that with a man because I would be afraid he would just run away. But I started just sharing, like, really vulnerably my desires, but in a way that I wasn't asking him for them. I was just sharing, this is what I would love for my life. And it was kind of giving him the freedom as well to either stay or go. And that changed everything, because when I showed up for myself in that way, I saw completely different sides to him, because he was also able to show up in a similar way and be vulnerable. And we just got to know each other on a level that we weren't getting to know each other before that. And as a result of that, we just became very, very, very close. And this sort of very honest relationship developed, and it was very, I would say, mature. Like, it became very mature. And yeah, a lot of our guards just dropped. And I guess the love came and it came strong. And yeah, that was over 3 years ago now that when we met, it was over 3 years ago. I think we were about 4 months in or something when I did come my love. And yeah, it just grew, the relationship sort of grew from this really solid foundation from then on, where we knew it was safe for both of us to be really honest about how we felt, what we wanted, and also just really respecting what the other person was sharing. And that was like really new for me. And yeah, it just changed the dynamic of the relationship completely.
So what you're saying is that your heart became a foundation in this relationship.
100%, yeah.
And because you connected so deeply to your heart that you could express your desires just because they are coming from your heart. I think you also shared previously how also just expressing your emotions came so natural without making him responsible or guilty for that.
Right? Yes, definitely. Because again, you know, expressing your emotions also felt like a huge weakness to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I was such a, I guess, quite frozen, you know, and I started to melt, and that I started to feel lots of things through the course, because, you know, the course was also very practical in that we did so many practices. And again, that was just fantastic, because I changed through that course, you know, on a very emotional level as well, because I started to feel things that I wasn't allowing myself to feel for such a long time. And I started to honor those feelings. And then I started to honor, you know, my feelings in the relationship and share all of those feelings and express my emotions. And, you know, that brought us, when I thought, you know, previously I would have thought that would scare someone away, but actually it brought us so much closer together. And that was a revelation for me again, you know, and it was, you know, it provided a safe place for both of us. I think when you provide that safe place for yourself, the other person automatically sort of feels safe as well. So it works on freeze the other person, I think, to know, okay, this person is safe in their feelings. Maybe I can be safe in mine, in her presence. And that definitely happened in our relationship with him as well. So, yeah.
Beautiful. So that was your invitation for him. And it's like you didn't have to go and like educate him about how to express his emotions, but you embodied that, and that invited him into his depth because he felt safe to actually share his heart with you. Brilliant.
Yes. Yes. And the other thing I'd like to share is, you know, when I shared my pattern of how sort of my relationships showed up, a lot of the time I had my beliefs about what they all meant, what, you know, it must be because of this about me. But when there is that safe space and the other person shares, you realize in some cases, and in this case for me, that that was not the case at all, you know, because you haven't really got to know someone on a deep level. And when they're allowed to share vulnerably, you can really understand what might actually be going on that maybe has nothing to do with you. At least that was the case for me. And that was a big lesson for me as well, that, you know, when you, a lot of the time you're projecting onto something because of what you believe about yourself. But when you allow yourself to be vulnerable and the other person is vulnerable, it can be a completely different story of what's going on, really.
Yeah, that's the path of the vulnerability of the heart. If we don't connect to the heart, then the mind rules, and then the mind creates stories, and then the mind makes it mean that and this, and he behaved like that because of this and that. But then when you drop into the heart, everything changes. Wow, I celebrate all this so much. And tell us what happened this year then.
Yeah, so this year, I turned 40 this year, and we were preparing to have a 40th celebration in Ireland, where I'm from originally. I'm based in London, and my partner's family and my family had never met. We thought, okay, I'll have a 40th in Ireland and our families can meet. And my husband suggested, you know, if everyone we love is going to be there, because we had all our close friends and our family, why don't we get married? And to me, that was because neither of us wanted sort of a big sort of lavish wedding, which is quite common in both the Irish culture and the Greek culture, where my husband's, you know, his background is Greek. So this was, it felt like such a perfect way to celebrate our relationship and to be married. And yeah, I got engaged. He actually got down on one knee with the ring after that, which I wasn't expecting. Oh. But when it happened, it was so beautiful. And yeah, we got married within 3 months of that. So we sort of decided 3 months before the 40th, and then we changed it to a wedding. And it was really beautiful, really, really beautiful.
Wow. So what does this wedding symbolize to you?
Well, we actually spoke our own vows in the ceremony. And for me, it is about commitment, but commitment, you know, to the good and the bad, because as we know, life is challenging. It presents us with challenges all the time, and it's how we meet those challenges. And with a relationship, it's the same, you know, we'll always learn new things about each other and, you know, trigger each other. And the commitment for me was about, you know, riding through all those waves and getting to know each other on a deeper level and loving each other through that. And yeah, I mean, we also do plan to create a family together. And for me, it was always important for that to be in the context of a really loving, committed relationship. And, you know, no one knows what will happen, but that is our intention. And yeah, so my vows were sort of created around the commitment of, I guess, committing to really loving and respecting each other and all our feelings, all our emotions, all our wishes. And yeah, that's what marriage means to me.
Beautiful, beautiful. And did you notice something change with after your marriage and your relationship?
To be honest, I wasn't sure if marriage was hugely important to me. A committed relationship, yes. Marriage, it wasn't something I threw on the table initially to say, I need to be married. But yes, now that I'm married, it feels really beautiful to me in that the commitment does feel deeper. And I actually love that we did make that commitment in front of everyone we love. That meant a lot to me. And I didn't actually realize until the day how much it meant to me. And yeah, I feel very safe and very, yeah, I think safe is probably the key word in that. Again, I think marriage in it previously was, you know, that desire was also a weakness, and that even to say I want to feel safe felt like a weakness. But I do feel really safer in the marriage. I think for someone to say that they want to commit to you in that way actually has meant so much to me. So I just guess I feel a deeper level of love, really.
That's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing. Wow. And what would you say to a woman who is in a similar place where you were back then, when you just decided to join Come My Love and you had those hopes, but that might be inner like conflict. Can I want that? Is it a weakness? Is it like, am I deserving? Am I allowed? Like, what would you tell to a woman who wants a love, but maybe in a question whether it's for her?
Well, hand on my heart, I would say like 100%, if it's something that you desire, you should definitely go for it. And I'm pretty sure you'll get it. For me, it definitely required doing the course, Call My Love, because that gave me an awareness. And I mean, it was like a gift for me in that, as I said previously, my desire felt so safe and seen in that context. And I think that is so important for women to have that safe container. So I would say if that is a desire that you have, you know, you should really follow that desire. And it is so unbelievably possible. And it doesn't matter, like nothing matters in terms of how you look, what your job is, you know, whether you're, in my case, there was a big belief around not being smart, not being intelligent, and that was, you know, something that was probably a very unattractive quality to a guy. None of that matters when you're in a relationship where you've, you know, first and foremost, honored your heart. You know, all those things actually, you know, all your quirks, all your insecurities even, are so loved in that context. And it starts with you loving them first. And yeah, I would say it's completely possible. And don't let the desire go. Don't think, okay, you know, it's not for me. Because I remember thinking at that time that I was 38 and maybe I've kind of passed it. And now looking back, I just think that's such a ridiculous thought, you know, as in that thought would never cross my mind now about anyone. You know, if someone came to me and said that, I would just say, no, I really don't feel that whatsoever. And, you know, if anyone came to me and said, is it possible? I would just be like, yes, it's 100% possible. So I would say honor your desire and don't let it go. And just love yourself and know your worth. And, you know that you're so worthy of everything that you desire.
Yeah, so perfect. And what would you say to someone who is on the fence of joining Come My Love? Like, can it actually work that you do a program, you join a campaigner, you do the practices, and can they actually help?
What would Yes. Yes, they can so help. Like I said, I had done so much sort of self-development work. And before I joined Come My Love, I was actually seeing, you know, a coach for almost 4 years, actually. And I remember at the time it kind of came to this natural end, and I knew I was creating space for something that was going to bring me even much deeper into that. And that was Come My Love. And it was the knowledge that I received there, the practices I learned, the change I experienced in my body was really profound. And like, that's not an exaggeration whatsoever. It was so profound. Like, it's changed me. And I really struggled with my self-worth and, you know, having boundaries and having standards and sharing those and honoring those and, you know, sharing them with confidence. And I couldn't have done any of that before Come My Love. And it definitely requires a level of courage and vulnerability. But that's also beautiful. And like, I really feel, like I said, I remember everything about the course because I felt so alive and so seen and so safe that the teachings have stayed with me, like, you know, 2 years on. They're a part of me and I know they will be, you know, forever. And I think, honestly, I would say that my sense of self-worth, like, obviously, I'm a human being. I have my days where I question it, but I remember very quickly my self-worth, and it went through the roof as a result of this course. So I would say I would actually love for every woman, to be honest, to do this course, because I think it allows us to see how truly beautiful and special we are just by being who we are, like truly who we are and nothing else. And I just think that's such a gift, and that was the gift for me in Come My Love. And if I could, you know, Yeah, I would say every woman like should do it, because I think a lot of us do forget how special we are, and we forget to honor that and honor our hearts. So I would say do it. Just do it.
Wow. Oh, I love this so much. Wow, thank you so much, Rachel. It's such a pleasure to talk with you, to hear your depth, the depth of your heart. And it's also just such a joy for me to have people like you in the field, in the work, because I feel your honesty, I feel your sincerity, I feel your depth, I feel your love. And with that, like, I want to do everything I can to empower that, to support that, to reveal that on this planet, because this truly reveals the grace of the goddess, the grace of love here for all of us. So thank you so much for the work you've done, and for your commitment, and for how you're showing up in your relationship, and how you're showing up, I'm sure, for all the people around you, for what you're embodying, for what a walking prayer you are. So thank you, and so many blessings to your union, to your marriage, also to your family, to everything that's coming for you guys. May everything that you are, everything that you create, serves the highest good of all and serves love on this planet.
Thank you so much, Sophia. And just thank you as well for, you know, being who you are, and for bringing the level of teachings that you bring. And honestly, like, I feel such a resonance with your work and how you share it all. And it's the safest place I've found in kind of all my years of self-development and self-education and all of that. It's a beautiful place, and I hope, yes, to do many more of your beautiful work with you. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Absolute delight and pleasure. Well, thank you so much for being here with us. Thank you, beautiful listeners, for tuning in. If you feel that that's your next step, you will find the link to Come My Love in the show notes.